This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Thousands of protesters continued to take to the streets of Baghdad on Friday, confronting security forces, including on two bridges leading from Tahrir Square to the heavily fortified Green Zone. One woman died after being struck in the head with a tear gas canister. The Iraqi Human Rights Commission said more than 150 people were wounded when security forces opened fire with rubber bullets and tear gas. This month's protests in Iraq and similar demonstrations in Lebanon are fueled by local grievances and mainly directed at political elites, but they also pose a challenge to Iran, which closely backs both governments. Security forces have killed at least 250 people in anti-government protests in Iraq in the past month. Hong Kong is bracing for another weekend of protests following months of unrests that have plunged the Chinese-ruled territory into chaos. Tsai Chung-cheng is a spokesperson for the Hong Kong Police Department. He said Friday that several groups had applied for permits but had been denied.
We have conducted independent risk assessment for each of these applications and issued letters of objection to three of them. Out of concern about public safety, public order, and protection of rights and freedoms of others.
The police spokesman said that the groups had appealed his decision. Hong Kong police also defended their crowd control actions on Halloween when riot police fired tear gas to break up crowds down the hill in the central business district. Revelers complained that they were ruining the party spirit near the upmarket club district of Lan Kwai Fong Thursday, the first time that that district has been targeted with protests. This is VOA News. Turkey and Russia.